of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
It's so simple. A little child can't miss it. But God spoke the unseen into existence with words. Now, this is the overriding principle that is the basis of creation. This is where the lie of evolution misses it. Do you know, because of the whole concept of evolution, there's much that the Smithsonian Institute has hidden. Many discoveries, even fossils from the pre-flood world. Yeah, you know everything grew bigger back then. We're gonna get into this one day. Everything, Adam and Eve were bigger. They weren't giants, but they weren't no midgets. Everything, because of the atmosphere, everything grew bigger and everybody lived longer. Methuselah, 969 years. Some didn't have children. Noah had children at 500. Still having babies. It was something about that atmosphere. They found a wasp. No, I'm sorry, a dragonfly. You know, dragonflies are kind of big. The wingspan of it was 5 feet. From the pre-flood world. So there's a lot of stuff that because of the concept of evolution and the way the devil wants the world to go has been hidden. That's why we seek, we search, we research. God says you seek, you'll find. Amen. You ask, it'll be given. So we need to be students of the word and not just settle for everything that's told us. Words. What are words? Now we're talking about different realm, different rule. What are words? Words are unseen vibrations. Your words are vibrations that have an effect. Now listen, that have an effect on manifesting or changing matter. Words, they are unseen vibrations. See, if you do any study on the quantum realm, you understand that everything is moving. Even though you're in that same spot, that chair is moving. It may not feel like it's massaging you, but it's moving. All the atoms, everything is moving. As a matter of fact, let's get real way down to the basics. Everything is made up of the same thing. Everything. I don't care what leather, steel, rubber, wood, is all at on the quantum level made up of the same thing. We're operating, again, I want to go back to this, on an overriding principle that is the basis of creation. God spoke the unseen into existence. Words are unseen vibrations that have an effect on manifesting or changing matter. Now, Jesus, something about that name. Jesus operated in laws. Listen, Jesus, the man, operated in laws that superseded the laws of physics. I mean, he is our example. At the end of the day, Jesus is our example. The only begotten, the one who died for us. The one who loves us in spite of us. Paul told Barnabas, John Mark ain't going with us. the disciples were the disciples. But Jesus loved. And he's still loving. In spite of you. Including you. You there's nothing you can do that can make him blush. Amen. Something about that name. Jesus operated in laws when he was on the planet that superseded the laws of physics. One example, how you gonna walk on water? Deep water. How you gonna touch a leper without receiving leprosy? Back in the day, they had to be so many feet from you. If you breathe their air, you get it. How could he walk through walls? He superseded the laws of physics. Now, I'm going to throw something at you here. Physical laws we take for granted were superseded by Jesus, and they are possible for us. Come on, somebody say different realm, different rules. See, what's necessary is for us to step into that realm. You know where it starts? It starts with your thinking. Thinking is the gate. Access to a controlled environment, to a controlled city, to a controlled atmosphere. How you think. So John chapter 14, verse 12. Get that for me quickly. Amen. John chapter 14, verse 12. Verily, verily, now this is to you and me. I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Say that with me. The works that Jesus did. I will do also. He takes it a little further. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. How many times have you been reading and you read that, but you speed it up when you read that? He went to the next verse. This is what he says. The works that I do, you shall do also, and even greater works. That's not something for us to just, not me. That's something for us to selah, to think, okay, Lord, show me, you know, impart this to me. Guide me into this. Faith, and all this is contingent upon faith, but faith is an unseen, I'm going to say it this way, energy force. Now, I don't want to sound too scientific to some, because, you know, if you stray away from the King James thuses and thous, you lose some people. But really, really, when we talk about the Holy Ghost and different facets of the language of the scriptures, we're talking scientifically of power. We talk about an anointing, we're talking about power. Real power. And we're talking about different things that science describes as different things, but we know them to be spiritual. But nonetheless, you know, don't get it twisted. Don't be afraid of different things, because faith is an unseen energy force. Faith is a force. It's an energy. Amen. Now, with faith, what we must understand, faith isn't matter, but creates matter and becomes matter. Is what we must understand. Tell somebody, different realm, different rules. We have to rise up above carnality and even the natural man. As we read the other night, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. The natural man, the person that thinks, well, I give to charity, you know, I go to church on Sunday, I do this, that, now that's the natural man. But God said that man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Somebody say, different realm, different rules. Now, when faith, let me say, faith energized words. Now, let's go back to what I said earlier, just for a moment. We operate in a different set of laws. The kingdom of God is where God lives. But let me see, where did I put that statement? We operate on an overriding principle that is the basis of creation. What is it? God spoke the unseen into existence with words. Okay, that's the overriding principle. God operates like that. He said, let us make the man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Here we go again. I really want to get this into your heart. We operate on an overriding principle. See, this is where, again, evolution gets this thing wrong. They try to go back, billions of years. This is a young earth. It ain't billions and billions. No, it's not. No. Why? Evolution has to lock in on this thing to try to keep us from the whole creation theory. See, they go back and back and back. People ask you, well, what was here first, the chicken or the egg? Well, the chicken was here first. I'll settle that argument right now. Why? God created it. This is the overriding principle. At some point in time, God created everything, and that's where it started. Adam wasn't born from a parent. He was created. That's where it starts. So this evolution thing, we need to trash all that. We ain't never been walking around here dragging our knuckles with a club over our shoulder trying to find something to eat. Man was created intelligent. That civilization, we still hadn't figured some stuff out. Did you know that it's called Baal Buck, I think it's called, but they have stones that were moved a great number of miles. Carved stones that are bigger than any machinery that we have today that could even carve that or move it. But yet they moved it over 5 miles. So that civilization then, think about it a moment. We accumulate knowledge and wisdom and understanding living, you know, 100. If you go 100, you're doing good.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.